Hello, Internet.
It's the Sausage Fest version of the Squirrel Report.
Brita called in sick today, so her
pay will be docked.
And I wonder how many people are just clicking over to the next podcast now. Nobody, fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, it's these assholes.
Yeah. That happens.
And not even the good assholes, because we don't have the limey guy anymore. We just got this weird Moor.
That's right. Damn it. My job was taken by an immigrant.
And he did a better job at it.
It's cheaper, too.
Of course. He's English.
It was cheaper, too. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It was cheaper. Damn immigrants. Even when it was the Bears, I knew it was the immigrants.
The Bears?
Obligatory Simpsons reference. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, you know, I watched a lot of Simpsons from, like, you know, I watched about a decade of the Simpsons, even though it's like, how many seasons is it? Like 25?
27, I think.
Good Jesus Lord. Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
At this point, I have to think they're just like replaying the old episodes and calling them new. Yeah. I mean, how many new 30-minute stories can you come up with for a cartoon? Good Lord.
According to some people that I know that have watched The Simpsons recently and don't in disgust, is the trick is if you don't have writers, it's a whole lot easier. Instead, they have just a whole bunch of chimps on loan from the zoo with typewriters. The question is, how do they find that many typewriter ribbons? Because, I mean, it's not like you can walk down to the local drugstore and pick up a typewriter ribbon anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to go to Leechmere or Caldor for that.
Well, they can use Word. I mean, they can use, like, Word. I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, you just put a monkey in front of a keyboard, and it, you know.
No, they like that snapping noise.
Oh. Yeah, but they get
the ding keeps them going. So when it goes ding, yeah, they get really excited and push the keys
and getting them all clogged up.
Yeah, but I gotta say they need to hear the ding.
How about somebody just write a shell script that emulates a monkey, and just let it run.
That would be both brilliant and counterintuitive at the same time. By the way, Alan, I've got to ask, since you are old, very, very old, where did you used to buy your typewriter ribbon?
I don't think I ever actually bought a typewriter ribbon.
Did you used to buy them at the Woolworth?
Well, I never actually owned a typewriter.
Really?
Yeah.
I never actually owned a typewriter. I never owned a typewriter either, but I'm like 40 years younger than you.
I remember we had typing in school. We had, you know, typing class that everybody had to take, and that was a nightmare. Taught by this old lady that drug around an oxygen bottle behind her all the time.
Oh, nice.
While smoking.
Yeah. And
because back in those days, you not only could you smoke in schools, but the teachers smoked during class.
Some of the students did hospitals those days.
Yeah, actually, you could.
Speaking of that, my mom was telling me, she was saying back in her early nursing days, yeah, the patients could smoke in their rooms, and they'd get a call of the, can you get me an ashtray? and my mom would have to come in with an ashtray for them. And then she said, then they had a change in policy where the patients were no longer allowed to smoke in bed. They had to go up to the chair in the room to smoke. And then later on, it changed where they could not smoke in the room. There was a room on the floor where they could smoke.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they could smoke outside.
Right.
And now
you got to go like 100 yards away.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, there's, yeah, it's more than 100 yards away for the hospital that it's near me. I don't know what it's like in Texas. Can you still smoke in Waffle Houses there?
I don't think you can smoke in any restaurant in Texas anymore.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, what's the point of going to a Waffle House if you can't hang bacon in it as well?
I have no idea.
Do you like Waffle House, Alan?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure, because they're a thing of beauty.
Yeah, I like Waffle House. I mean, there isn't a Waffle House nearby, so that's kind of. I mean, I have to actually travel.
I'm sorry, I thought you lived in Texas.
Yeah, I do. We don't have a Waffle. It's not like. It's not like Dunkin' up there in the Northeast, or Wawa or whatever. There's not one on every street corner.
That's in the Mid-Atlantic. Wawa's pretty awesome. I wish we had Wawa.
So, nope.
You guys have Hess's Circle K.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I've stumped Alan.
I'm trying to think. Well, we have we have a lot of little bitty there's no major if you go up in the middle like Weird said, if you go to Mid-Atlantic, everything's a Wawa. It's like there's like nothing but a Wawa.
They're literally everywhere, yeah.
But down in Texas you don't really have that kind of ubiquitous brand. It's like there's a Circle K over here. There's a Stop and Shop. There's a 7-Eleven. There's just a whole bunch of different ones.
What about Piggly Wiggly? You have Piggly Wiggly?
Used to. I don't know if they still have them here.
How about Sambo's?
Used to have those. Don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen a Sambo's.
I think they turned into Denny's.
I don't know.
It used to be. I'm looking it up. Avril.
There we go. Sambo's restaurant.
I remember going to a Sambo's when I was a kid.
Several locations were sold to Denny's.
Ah, okay.
Ah.
So it wasn't actually a direct...
Right, it wasn't a direct conversion. Denny's didn't buy the company. They just bought the locations.
Oh, there is a remaining Sambo's in, oddly enough, Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, that's weird.
That is very weird. I wonder how check that your happened. Privilege.
Yeah, no kidding. California. Huh.
Which, by the way, I've got to say, the use of Sambo as a pejorative towards African Americans is just stupid. Because all right, first up, who is causing problems for little black Sambo, Alan? Jay?
Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger.
That's right.
That's right. Now, since Brita's not here, we can make reference to Monty Python. A tiger in Africa. She's not even gonna listen.
Yeah. No, she won't.
So, yeah, a tiger in Africa? No.
No.
And so, yeah, no. So, little black Sambo is, in fact, a southern Indian boy.
That's right.
And
you are correct, sir.
On top of that, he is a prince, and he is a protagonist that outsmarts the tigers.
Right.
Yep.
And so, the only quote-unquote negative thing about Sambo is that he is, in fact, dark-skinned. Which is also a positive because he don't have to wear sunscreen. Sunscreen sucks. So yeah, no. If somebody calls you Sambo, you say thank you.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the people that get upset that that a team mascot is named after you. You know, there's no the South Texas Leeches.
Right. Yeah, they don't name it after shitty things. They name it after
The Central Florida Mosquito Swarm.
Right.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Santa Barbara have the banana slugs? I learned that from Pulp Fiction.
What? I've watched Pulp Fiction 100 times, and I don't ever remember them talking about banana slugs.
It was on one of the t-shirts that they borrowed.
After they
killed Mark.
Yeah. My towel doesn't look like no goddamn maxi pad.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz banana slugs.
Man, Jay, you win the odd fact memorizing award for the show.
Just is one of those things.
But my argument still holds, is that if in fact you are naming your team after an entity, that is because you have great admiration for that entity.
Of course.
Great
admiration. So if you're saying banana slugs, that's because you like banana slugs. And I know a bunch of people that really dig on banana slugs.
Well, what's not to like? I mean, come on.
Well, they're very tasty.
Those are bananas. I don't think banana slugs taste good.
Depends on whether you're a turtle or not. I bet the turtles love
them. Yeah, that's right. I'll bet Myra thinks they're delicious.
That's true. She does like slugs.
Oh, man. Can you imagine giving her a banana slug, her reaction?
Oh, well, it might kill her, though. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing. And a tortoise does not have teeth.
She could eat on a banana slug for a month.
Or she could eat on a banana slug for a day and then die.
That would not be good.
No. No, that's the reason why the old joke of just leave an empty bag of dog, just a full bag of dog food in the living room and a sign that says pace yourself.
Nope. Hey, that works.
Yeah, no, that dog food will be gone on the first day and that dog will be dead on the second day. Or maybe he might linger till the third. Speaking of death, holy shit, guys.
What?
Yeah.
Let's just get. I mean, okay, George Michael died, and then Carrie Fisher died.
I'll make this point because Brita made it, and she's not here to make it. You know, people go on and on about 2016 killing all the famous people. You know why it's killing so many famous people?
Because there's a lot of
because look at the demographics and look at the time. It's just statistics.
Mm-hmm.
There are more people that could die that were famous in 2016. 2017 will probably be worse than 2018, 2019, because you've got this giant boomer bell curve of celebrity that's rushing toward the grave.
No, that is true. There's the Howie Carr death pool. Which is just, it's a death pool for a local radio station. And, it's gotta be a celebrity. And, they pick celebrity names. And the last one that they just did, there was easily a dozen people that were 90 plus years old and several that were over 100.
Well, there you go.
I think, is Olivia de Havilland still alive? She's like a gazillion years old.
I was just looking up.
Is Abe Vigoda going to die?
No. He's been dead for a while. Yeah. He's been dead almost for the whole year now.
Somebody on Facebook was talking about Keith Richards and whether he would die. And I was like, man, he's been dead for decades.
No, it's too fucking late. It's too fucking late.
Zombie Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Have you ever held a poop a little too long? One of those like, oh god, I gotta go, but you know what? I can't make it to a bathroom, or I'll hold it a little bit longer, and then finally you get to the bathroom and you sit down and there's no poop, and you had to poop real bad, but now there's no poop. Yeah, you missed your chance. That's the same thing with Keith Richards. There's no death. There's no death. He is constipated with life.
Constipated with life.
Death took the day but off when he had to go.
Going on. It's one of those. Okay, yeah.
Keith Richards got pinched off.
Oh, God, Jay.
Oh, goodness. Aren't you glad you skipped this one, Brita?
See why we need Brita. Because, damn.
So George Michael and Carrie Fisher died. Yeah, moral of the story. Hey, kids, don't do cocaine!
And then Debbie Reynolds died the next day.
Well, that's the big thing. Was it's one of those, like, you know, I heard, like, the first thing I did, I turned on the news this morning, and I heard somebody reading Debbie Reynolds' statement on Carrie Fisher's death, and I went, oh, shit, Debbie Reynolds is still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she outlived Carrie Fisher. And then I said, But then I said, I don't think she's going to be that broken up, because when, you know, when with Carrie Fisher, it's one of those, it was kind of like when Lemmy died.
Yeah.
One of those, holy shit, Lemmy lived to 71. Good fucking job, yeah. Ian. And
died of cancer, not aspirating on his own vomit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but at this point in time, I don't think his body even bothered to throw up anymore. I think his body just went, yep, this is how it works.
We're done.
But yeah, a man who smoked like three packs of cigarettes and drank a fifth of Jack Daniels every single day and was still performing and still writing albums all the way up until the end.
Right.
And holy shit, he lived to 71. Good fucking go. And the same idea is Carrie Fisher lived to 60. Like, wow. Good on you. Good on you. That's an amazing run.
That's pretty impressive.
When they have to send John Belushi to your trailer to tell you to lay off on the cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah. When you were married to Paul Simon, that's just full stop.
The senator?
Yes. What? No. You're thinking of Sonny Bono. That's that other asshole singer who had a political career. But next thing we know, Debbie Reynolds dies, and there's no two ways to think about that. Like, yeah, no, those were related, which sucks. But oh well.
Yep.
So how about that Obama?
How about that Obama? That is a good segue. I wanted to get the low note off first.
Do you think he actually wants to start World War III before he leaves office?
No.
Yeah.
He just kicked Israel in the taint. That's all.
Well, he did the whole Russian thing too today.
What did he do today? I missed that.
I missed all the Russian.
He kicked a bunch of Russian diplomats out of the country, and oh yeah, it's a big deal.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I don't think we're going to get in a war with Russia just because.
Well, just because Russia thinks it's stupid.
Well, and also Russia's not talking with Obama anymore. Obama's not the president of the United States.
Yeah. Well, plus
they're already talking with Trump. They know he's a lame duck. They know he's an idiot.
The Russian embassy Twitter feed in the UK. This is the Russian embassy in the UK. The Twitter feed posted. President Obama expels 35 Russian diplomats in Cold War deja vu, as everybody, including the American people, will be glad to see the last of this hapless administration.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, the Russian.
I'm
the
not
Russians,
the one who just got butt fucked on national TV, Dwayne.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, weird.
But the whole. Russia's too level-headed. Like maybe like Iran or some other more reactionary nations I might be concerned about, but Russia doesn't care because Russia knows that they can start a war, but Donald Trump's going to finish the war. And
by bombing someone else completely just to fuck with them.
Well, the thing is, we
bombed Canada. What?
I don't know if Donald Trump's going to be as much of a hawk as the naysayers claim that he's going to be, but I know for a fact that if we bring Donald Trump into a war, that's not going to be a good thing.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. That is a part of a word for it.
Yeah.
Not an entire word, just part of one.
Yeah.
Well, I heard there was some sort of release on the hacking too. What was the
nothing?
What was the verdict on that? Yeah, there was nothing.
Nothing.
I was doing a quick scan at headlines before you called and found nothing.
Nothing. There's yep. no, because there is nothing. This is more Obama smokescreen bullshit. This is right up there with a YouTube video. You know, cause Benghazi. It's just you know, the inability of the left to accept that they lost because their message sucks. They ran a shitty candidate, and they lost.
Yep.
Speaking of shitty candidate, now here's one thing I am really rolling over in my head, and let's see what you guys have to think about this, is Obama's statement about if I was able to run for a third term, I would have won.
No way in hell.
See, I wonder is because part of me, as someone who was not a Donald Trump supporter, wants to think that Donald Trump won because Hillary Clinton was that fucking awful. And she was awful. She was awful. She ran an awful campaign. She was just, I mean, there's no worse way you could have run a campaign than how she did.
Well,
I'm sorry. Gary Johnson was a worse way you could run a campaign.
Right.
But then again, at the same time, we all, with the exception of Jay, but Jay, you've got an excuse. You are being cynical. we all predicted Donald Trump was going to win and win handily because we saw how mobilized his base was and how not mobilized Hillary Clinton's was. And we know for a fact by Willard Mitt Romney's complete awful defeat by Obama, he didn't have mobilization of his base. Just it was Mitt Romney failed to mobilize a much smaller base. So I don't know. It's tough to say. I think you're right. I think no, Obama wouldn't have won, but it's hard to say. It's also the same idea as one reason why I I'm all for term limits for goddamn everything, though, is because once someone gets in for a certain amount of time, they kind of get always the way it's been. Which is really just a political monstrosity on every angle. On the, we've got these stupid liquor laws. Oh, we've got these stupid traffic laws. Oh, we've got these stupid bylaws. Oh, we've got these stupid things. Yeah, but that's the way it's always been. A lot of people just don't ever want to like sit back and think, yeah, but why do we do it this way? And I mean, it's one of those that's the reason why FDR died in office. There was no way anyone's going to defeat FDR after he had been president that long. Same reason why no one was able to defeat Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy's a fucking monster. There's no reason why anyone elected Ted Kennedy, but guess what? Everyone loved his brother. So he got elected and then he managed to stay elected for long enough that's the way it's always been.
Yeah. And the people of Massachusetts voted a referendum in on term limits and reelected Ted Kennedy. I think that was my absolute favorite paradigm.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep.
What year was that?
2000.
Term limits for what? Governor? For
mass politician.
Any mass politician?
Yep. It was one of the non-binding.
I was able to get reelected like two more times.
Because anytime that a referendum passed, they would just 94. Anytime a referendum passed, they don't like, they ignore it, whether it's binding or not.
Oh, well, yeah, because that's the Brussels model.
Yeah, like rolling back the income tax.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Don't care.
Don't care.
How dare you people try to tell us what to do?
Yep.
You stupid voters.
94. That was when
he was. Posed. Oh yeah, that was
the biggest threat to Ted Kennedy. Which is why in 2000 he ran unopposed, except for Carla Howell and,
Was it Grace Ross?
There was some awful Republican. Jackie Robinson!
I don't even know that guy. Whatever happened to him?
He ran because nobody else ran for the nomination. Basically, he was the poor sucker that was like, dude, put your name in. Seriously. No, imagine if you got it.
That was my time here in Massachusetts. Every time I've ever voted against Ted Kennedy.
So that was after.
I don't know who the fuck this person is, but I'm voting for him.
So that was after he played baseball.
No, Jack E, as in Jack, middle initial E.
Okay.
Earl. Let's have it be Earl. Or Edwin. Eduardo.
I think all the baseball players that I actually know their names are all like dead. I don't think I know any living actual active playing baseball players.
You're gonna say after playing. Like, I think Nolan Ryan's still alive.
Is he?
He's still playing. He's 75.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. He must be in his 70s. He's pretty old. He was old when I was collecting baseball cards.
He played into his like 60s, didn't he?
Seems like it.
I think he was one of the oldest guys in the. He's 69, Jay, almost.
Dang.
Close.
But Texas. Ooh, he was born in Texas.
Well, you know, he was really popular. I remember when the Rangers, he played with the Rangers, when he would pitch, he was real popular.
Yep. His last major league game, it was September 22nd, 1993.
Huh. All right. Then.
Back when Allen was only 77 years old.
Yep. Poor the good old days.
Allen sighed. Drink, motherfucker, drink.
I think he played in the new stadium in Arlington. I think it was built.
But you mean the Coliseum?
No.
Allen sighed. Everybody drink.
Oh, good times.
Oh, goodness.
Jay. Yes. Jay, you'll appreciate this. So part of a Christmas Eve. Did ever have a good Christmas?
It was a Christmas.
Oh, Jay.
It had its ups. It had its downs.
It sounds like sad Christmas for Jay.
Did the cat chew through a cord and die under a chair?
No, we tried, though.
Oh,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, actually, I can't really say that. I had a wonderful Christmas. I got to meet my newest niece.
I saw the picture.
She's very cute.
Yep. Yep.
And I really enjoy sending them home. I would not. I'm not up to chasing after a toddler and changing diapers anymore. I like my children surly and hidden in their rooms.
There you go.
So. And occasionally.
Isn't it neat that teenagers try to be like. Do that whole, you know, you're not the boss of me thing anymore, right about the time you're done being the boss of them.
It works out nicely that way. Yeah. Oh, you want to get KFC for dinner? Well, you're going to have to get a job to pay for it, ain't you? Yeah.
There you go. Have fun.
Yeah, go right ahead. Bye. lock the door behind him.
Yep. Yep. It's about time to, we're about to make the driver's, the learner's permit appointment.
My daughter passed her driving test.
Good for her.
Yesterday.
Oh, she has her license now?
Yeah, she has her actual license now.
Wow.
So what are you buying her?
Not.
No.
She already has a car.
Oh, okay.
What does she have?
She has her mom's old Lexus.
Ooh, safe?
Yeah.
Comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Good choice. And, girls are a lot...
It's okay with girls. It's much better with Jay's PT Cruiser, the pussy desiccator. Ain't no one gonna get fucking laid in the backseat of a PT Cruiser.
Oh. And he ain't racing anybody either. That's right. Trust me on this.
Especially after you pulled the spark plug on one of those cylinders, huh?
Oh, no, it's a Chrysler. It'll fall off on its own.
Yeah, that's true. It will. It's only firing on three cylinders, so you know.
Oh,
it's a Geo Metro.
So the question is, what would be better for your son's love life? And I mean better in the terms of one dad talking to another dad, hanging a pair of truck nuts off the back of that thing, or hanging a pair of clown shoes.
Clown shoes would be more fitting, but the truck nuts would.
I think the truck nuts would further would increase the pussy desiccating range by about 150 yards. It would be straight out quarter mile circle in any direction as the crow flies. And I mean, literally, he could drive down past like College Row, and like all the frat boys would just suddenly be like, ah!
I'm melting.
That's right. It wouldn't even have to get like in within eye shot. Just every woman would just suddenly become non-receptive, no matter how bad how good things were going for them.
He'd send the older women through menopause.
Exactly. Oh, good times.
Oh my.
But as I was saying, my mom has a Christmas Eve tradition, which is she buys at the local thrift store Thanksgiving party poppers from the year before.
What?
And within these party poppers are all sorts of goofy party favors and jokes.
I've never heard of these things.
Oh, God.
Thanksgiving party poppers?
I've never heard of these either.
I don't think it's a thing. I've never heard of them either. It's just they're the little, you know what I'm talking about. They're not the fireworks ones, but they've just got like,
yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know they had Thanksgiving specific ones.
Right. These ones are all like, you know, like birthday and, you know, like New Year things.
Yeah.
Yep. No, because within each one, there is a set of jokes.
Do they have turkeys?
Sometimes. Let me read the first one. Hey, Alan.
Oh, God.
What did this? These are all dad jokes. Get your drinks ready, motherfuckers. What do you call the age of a pilgrim?
I don't know.
Pop.
A pilgrimage.
Oh, God.
Let's see. I'm not gonna read that one's too bad. That'll kill Alan. He ain't. Let's see. Why do turkeys always go gobble gobble? Because they never learned good table manners.
Good Lord!
Alan just threw up in his mouth. I heard that one.
I did a little bit.
Oh, Alan, this one's just for you. What sound does a space turkey make?
In space, no one can hear you gobble.
It's true, but not true. Hubble, hubble. Okay, I'll do one more.
No.
Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive? It had 24 carats. Oh, that's awesome. I think Alan's officially dead.
That doesn't even get a groan.
Oh, dad jokes.
Ugh. Awful.
I brought those all the way from Maine for you guys.
Oh, you know what we should talk about?
What?
Bloomberg wasted $20 million in Nevada.
Oh, God. That absolutely, I read that Debbie Reynolds died. And then the very next news story I read was this Bloomberg story. So I went from, oh, fuck. Jesus. Oh, God, that's awful, too. Oh, my God, this is awesome. So who you want to lay it out? You want me to lay it out? Who's going to lay it out?
Go ahead.
So Bloomberg, of course, you know, financed a referendum in Maine, Washington, California, and Nevada. And Maine and Nevada was for universal background checks, as there is in, you know, Washington and Colorado. And the Maine one got its ass kicked. The Nevada one passed by, I think, just over 1,000 votes. So by
definitely the within the margin of cheat.
Oh yeah, solidly within the margin of cheat. And except now, the legislators have looked over the law and talked to law enforcement and talked to the FBI, and they have determined that the law as written is completely unenforceable, because Bloomberg, the brilliant man that he is, stated in his little written law that all background checks, all sales must be done,
including person to person, private, non-dealer sales. So any
transfer of mere possession,
right,
outside of like at a public shooting range, which by the way, it's Nevada. They go out in the desert and shoot. just go on YouTube. So yeah, if Jay and I went out to the desert and Jay handed me his rifle, I now own that rifle and need to have a background check.
Right.
Which, by the way, is also hilarious, because even if you're playing by the rules,
it's impossible. Hey, man,
do you want to learn how to shoot my gun? Yeah, sure. Let's go do a background check.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. Now that person owns that gun. They can just walk away.
Yep.
Because right. When I borrow your car, I have to go to the registry and register it in my name.
Yeah,
that's right. And again, when you borrow my car or borrow a screwdriver, or all that, if you don't give it back, that is theft.
It's yours.
But no. In this, if you don't give it back, it's yours.
Right.
So, but the overall statement was any sort of transfer of mere possession needed to go through a background check. But the law specifically states through the FBI.
Right.
The only problem is that Nevada is one of those places that said, no, we'll handle background checks by ourselves.
Right.
So all background checks need to be done through Department of Public Safety. I forget what the department is, but the state police of Nevada.
Right.
And so therefore, the law does not say that they specifically says you cannot go through the state police of Nevada. It needs to be done through the FBI. And the FBI specifically says, no, you opted out. Fuck off. You can't contact us.
The FBI sent a letter on December 14th to the Nevada Department of Public Safety saying it would not conduct the checks.
Yep. So it's out. Now here's the interesting thing. Of course, had this been, say, Colorado or Oregon or Washington, where they really did a decent job at passing that bullshit, I would be going, oh, you know what? It's a stumbling block for Bloomberg, but you know what? This is just going to get turned around. They'll right the ship. The big thing is this passed by absolutely a razor thin margin. And two, is it Steve Wynn? I always forget which one's the guy on Hollywood Squares and which one's the guy that owns all the casinos.
Some Wynn.
Yeah. The guy that owns all the guy that was played by Andy Garcia in the Ocean's 11 movies.
Right.
He originally came out, he got contacted by Bloomberg and he said, oh geez, that sounds like a great law. Yeah, I'm all for it. And made some public appearances stating that he was all for it. Finally, somebody got a hold of it, I think like a week before the ballot, and gave him the full statement of no. If you go out in the desert and go shooting with your friends and someone hands somebody else a gun, you can get arrested for that.
Right.
And he came out and said, oh my God, this law is a disaster. Please vote no. But it was just a week before the election.
Right. Too late.
So the argument would be like, if it had been maybe 3 weeks before the election, it wouldn't have passed at all. And so now factor that onto now that it's a month after the election and people had enough time to look over the law and read all that. And they're discussing the law now. Maybe the fact that someone would actually go through and not double back and go, oh wait, this is a terrible law. Let's just leave it at it as is and just kind of leave it as a footnote in history.
Well, there's two options. One is that they could, you know, theoretically Bloomberg could finance a court case and find some judge to go, you know, like Roberts did with Obamacare and say, well, they really meant, you know, yep, a background check and do it that way, mm-hmm, you know, basically rewrite the law post hoc. The other option would be for the FBI to decide, well, we'll just do it anyway, because the ruling from the Attorney General of Nevada right now stands that, that citizens won't be prosecuted for not doing something that can't be done. And as long as and specifically the Attorney General opinion says, you know, until the FBI changes its public position, agrees to conduct the background checks consistent with the act. So theoretically, the FBI could go, well, okay, we'll do it. Now, an Obama administration FBI, I could see him doing that.
Yep.
A Trump administration FBI, I'm not so sure.
Even though what you're trying to say, though, I understand what the Obama FBI, totally corrupt and horrible, didn't send Hillary to prison and not going to send Hillary to prison. But at the same time, you're also saying that a federal agency would say, yeah, we'll take on more work.
Well, it's not the work so much as it is the budget. And that's the problem. Now you're dealing with bureaucrats and you're not going to win that, because you're talking money and there's no money. And that's why the FBI said no.
Yep.
Because they don't have the money for
it. Well, also just that when a state says, no, we'll conduct our own background checks, that means, cool, you say you're going to do it, you fucking do it.
Right. But I still think if this was, you know, 2014, the FBI would go, yeah, sure, we'll do it.
Probably.
they want in on some of that sweet, sweet Secret Service hooker action.
Sure.
And so, cocaine. Don't forget the cocaine.
So it's funny that, you know, it's like, you know, like all legal things, you don't know. It's impossible to say what's going to happen. You know, a logical person would say that this is done, and, you know, words mean what they say, and, you know, it's, you know, Bloomberg wasted millions of dollars and it ain't going to happen. But, you know that they're going to finance a lawsuit to try to find some judge in Harry Reid's pocket that'll go, yeah. It meant, you know, they really meant a background check, you know, that, you know, and the state, what the state does is fine for that.
I mean, obviously Bloomberg is going to try, but the big issue is there's going to be a lot of pushback.
Yeah. But the problem is, you know, when it's working its way through the courts, pushback don't mean shit. You know, it's one of those things where it's going to go, you know, they're going to find some liberal judge that'll, you know, it's Nevada. They're going to find one. And he'll go, yeah. It meant this. And then, you know, somebody will appeal and, you know, it'll work its way up to the Supreme Court. And, you know, so the problem is you don't know what's going to happen. It looks bad for Bloomberg right now, but, you know, Obamacare looked bad too until Roberts, you know, took a dive.
Mm-hmm. Literally took a dive.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm happy. I think it's hilarious, but you can't put a stake in it and call it dead just yet.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the argument is still the more they talk about this law,
the better chance
of it going away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would have worked much better if it just came in, became law. And I mean, even better is like how it's going on in like Washington, Colorado, where, yeah, nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck. There are open pro gun protests.
Right.
Where guys just hand a gun around.
Right.
In full view of the police, and the police don't do. I mean, there's been no arrests.
Right.
Let alone prosecutions for improper transfer of a firearm.
Right.
Which just says, I mean, it's not a law. It's not a law at all. And when it's, and I mean, I consider that something dangerous. Well, there's a lot of people.
It's not a law until they pick the one person they're going to nail with.
Yeah. That's exactly my concern with the Mara Healy interpretation of assault weapons ban.
Right.
Is, yeah, she says, and honestly speaking, you know, logically, no, she says she's really just going after dealers. She's trying to get dealers to stop selling the guns. And she really doesn't give a flying fuck what the private citizens do.
Right.
Because, you know, all she's doing is she's cutting off the stream and just letting everything wither on the vine.
So you get a prosecutor somewhere that wants to run for mayor or governor or something and wants to make a name for himself, and he picks somebody to fuck.
Exactly. Is you get somebody that's rocking the boat. Hey, guess what? This person's got a registered AR in their gun safe.
Yep.
There we go. We can prosecute that. And they bought it. They bought it before the time, and the statute of limitations isn't up on it. So prosecute that person. Or again, there's nothing to be said about Mara Healy can say, I'm not going to prosecute any of the individual citizens that quote unquote broke the law. But who's to say there can't be some dickhead chief of police that has his hair across his ass about some guy who's following every law in the books, but being a dick about it. So, hey, guess what? I'm going to put this guy in jail.
Well, fortunately, chiefs don't get to prosecute people, so they can arrest anybody they want, but they can't. That's all they can do.
Yeah, but they could send them to the district court.
Right. Yeah, but somebody, the prosecutor still has to agree to do the case. I mean, everybody that gets arrested doesn't automatically go to court. There's, you know, you have the much vaunted prosecutorial discretion. The prosecutor can go, oh, this is stupid. Why'd you arrest that guy? Let him out. You know, and they actually do that a lot. So.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you get to plead your case online.
Ooh.
Think how that's going to work.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, think about it.
Honestly speaking, as someone who's entered a plea, it would be a lot better because I had to drive 3 hours to get to the court.
Well, yeah, there is that. If it's a bullshit thing, then you know, fuck it. Yeah, here's my $250 bucks.
Yeah.
Get all go away. But
I think I've told that story a million times before. But yeah, when the cop that's arresting you is laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
You know you're not in too bad a shape, but even then, like I said, it doesn't really matter because guess what? Yeah, even if you win, you lose. I mean,
right.
I think we've all of us have heard the story of Paul Lathrop.
Oh yeah,
did absolutely nothing wrong. Was I mean? Didn't even the court the case didn't even go to trial, but hey, guess what? He got fucked six ways a Sunday. So who won? He got fucked six ways a Sunday, and the dude that laid the false claim about him is in parts unknown. So yeah, guess what? Who won that one?
Yep.
Just because you lost on a technicality doesn't mean you still lost.
Yep. So yeah.
There's
a big announcement.
Big announcement?
Yeah, Jay has a big announcement.
I do?
Yes.
Okay.
You're joining Brita over in the meathead section?
That's right. We have a weight bench. So I will be, you know. So.
you got to practice the head thing, man. You got to practice the head thing. The head.
So, all right. So Jay, I want you to turn your head 90 degrees to the left and then turn it all you know, 180 degrees to the right. Put your chin put your chin on your left shoulder, then turn and put your chin on your right shoulder.
I'm actually doing this, which is the funny part.
Oh, I know you are, Jay. You're a very obedient person.
my kind tends to be.
It made your people such excellent slaves. But so Jay, in that sweep, how many cans of protein powder did you see?
Well, there's only three, but they're the really big ones.
And how many of those cans are empty?
Just two.
The 50-gallon drum size.
The BJ size.
Yeah.
They make those. They make some big old tubs of protein powder.
They do.
I've never ingested protein powder. I don't know.
I don't necessarily get it. I mean, it's one of those.
What's wrong with eating another steak? I mean, come on.
What's wrong with being a fat motherfucker lifting weights and going, yeah, no, eat that.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't need to give it. I don't need to give it any help. It's doing just fine. Please.
I just go for peanut butter. That's got lots of protein, right?
It's got lots of protein.
I guess.
So does donkey semen. I'm just saying.
So does what?
Oh, that was the best reaction ever. This is why I say things like that.
Oh man.
Yeah, but it tastes funny.
Oh, by the way, speaking of protein, God, that tasty.com YouTube channel is the fucking best.
Oh yeah, I like Tasty. That's
good. I made their chicken fajita rice for dinner tonight. It's the you take thin slices of chicken and an onion, a red pepper, a green pepper, and a whole bunch of rice. You put some stock in the rice, and then there's a little spice mixture. It's like cumin, chili powder, garlic salt, that sort of stuff. Mix it all together, put a little oil on the chicken, and then my furnace just kicks on. And then you just mix it all up and then put it all in and then cover the dish with aluminum foil and throw it in the oven for an hour. And it is awesome.
Okay, then.
And since you guys aren't talking that much and my furnace is going, I'm just going to hit the mute button.
Oh.
Oh. Wow. Not hit it once and just be muted. I'm just going to hit it a whole bunch of times so that
you'll sound like me. Is what you're saying.
I can go.
Okay. Please stop.
Okay. What are you guys doing for New Year's?
Nothing. You know what I do? I'm going to do the same thing I do on every New Year's. I'm gonna watch the ball drop on the East Coast time, which is 11 o'clock my time, and I'm going to go, that's it. I'm going to bed.
That would be the advantage of living on the left coast.
Yes.
Close enough. Yep. And then of course, I'll hear fireworks going off, you know, half the damn night.
Yeah.
Because I'm outside the city limits, and they get to do that here.
I'm in Massachusetts, state. and they get to do that here. Yeah. Again, see also laws that nobody enforces. That's why I've always been tempted to keep a baggie of spent fireworks just tucked away somewhere, just in case it's like a raccoon in my backyard.
That's a good idea. Oh, I got a question.
Yes.
It's apropos of nothing, especially since my suppressor still hadn't come through yet. Thank you, ATF. It's going on, let's see, July, August. Oh, it's going on 7 months now.
Ugh.
I'm wondering how many people, when they get their new suppressor, go out and pop off a couple of subsonic rounds into the backyard,
violate check. Local ordinances? No one would do that.
Hey, I bet everybody has done it.
I must say, I'm definitely tempted to when I get this damn black powder revolver of mine working, though I wonder at this point in time.
Oh, black powder? Is that a firearm under Massachusetts law?
Nope.
Yeah, it's not under Texas law either. So,
but you do need a license to possess cap, balls, and powder.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But does it like most cities have like a, you can't discharge a firearm inside the city limits and stuff like that.
Yes.
Does that count under that definition of a firearm?
I would go into my argument that if I am shooting, if I am shooting blank loads of black powder in my backyard on the 4th of July or New Year's, who cares?
Well, yeah, that's true.
If the person beside me shooting off a firecracker mortar, which is actually shooting actual burning projectiles into the tree above him,
yeah,
which is which the, is now and smoldering and burning,
and, you know, yeah,
or under the neighbor's roof, then you know that's and the cop car drives right past that bullshit. Then, me in my secluded backyard, shooting off a mixture of black powder and cream of wheat into the air,
yep,
is not going to raise a single fucking eyebrow.
Yeah, blank loads are really easy to do on those.
You do have to grow a long red mustache though.
And put the mustache wax on it so it curls up real nice.
Oh yeah, mustache wax.
Yep.
Well, no, because I'm close enough to you. Always claim I'm a fucking hipster to make sure I'm not. Hipsters love mustache wax.
I didn't think hipsters wore the kind of mustaches that did that.
Oh yeah.
Do they? I know they. Hey, Weird.
Yes.
Have you ever put Christmas ornaments in your beard?
Oh, look at this. Yep. Google image search hipster. Go. All right, let's actually see. Let's see this first one here. I think that guy does, but 1, 2, 3. Well, 4. He's kind of, it's not, I don't think it's wax, but he's definitely combed the edges up.
Oh yeah.
But number 5 is solid.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. That's and then, freaky.
And then 7 as well.
Yep. All right.
Let's see. Not getting a whole, I'm actually getting surprisingly few waxed up hipster mustaches.
The guy that owns the barbershop where I get my haircut has an awesome curled up mustache, and he's like in his 60s at least.
Ooh, that's some good advertising for a barbershop. There was a comedian classic that did a joke about, like, why is it that every barber I've ever seen has like the worst haircut known to man? And his joke was that, like, while the barber's cutting your hair, he sees a little strand off, so he just reaches over and takes a swipe out of it. Kind of the same idea as why does your mechanic drive the most piece of shit car on the planet?
Well, that's the old, you know, why do the cobbler's children go without shoes? Because, you know.
Yep. So, but it's good to know that there's some barbers that have got decent hair.
Yeah. Oh, he's bald. But he's got an awesome mustache.
I mean, yeah. Does he have a beard too or just mustache?
Just the mustache.
Yeah. That's
apparently honestly, I am Alan's barber.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said. I mean, there's a reason why I don't have like the ever-changing facial hair that Jay has, is because, as I tell people, this is not a fashion statement. This is a lifestyle choice. I have got like absolutely pansified baby sensitive skin, and when I shave, I just turn into a horrible, ready, bumbly thing. And so I said, I don't want to do that anymore. So I stopped.
Good for you.
Yeah, that was damn near 20 years ago.
That's just super.
Yeah, I always knew you were more of a sensitive guy there, Weird.
I'm a very sensitive guy. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. Does it hurt when you lactate?
Damn!
I gotta imagine it would hurt like a motherfucker. Thankfully, it's never happened, and I'm not going to let it happen. I'm concerned that it would happen. It's not savage, Jay. If you lactated too, you would hurt. If you want to say that it wouldn't hurt when you lactate, I'm going to hook a milking machine up to you, motherfucker, and see everything now. Maybe after the 100th time you beg for mercy, I'll turn the damn machine off.
You know, there's people that pay for that.
There are whole websites devoted to this.
And, right. And you know what none of their names are? Jay.
Well, of course not. He uses a pseudonym.
Duh, come on.
goodness. Okay. I think we're done.
I think we've gotten silly.
I don't think we can go any worse than that. Well, yeah, worse than that, but let's not.
I just got an email from Hector NRA, and he wants to use my milking machine. This guy seems legit.
Yeah, of course.
It's totally legit.
Totally. All right. We'll be back next week, everyone.
All right. We'll see you all next year. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
It is. It'll be next year.
I'm going to ask the question like I ask every year. So everyone keep in mind, next week, I'm going to ask how many official documents have you completely fucked up? Because.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? I think I only write the date by hand on like one check now.
Yeah.
Everything else is electronic. So chances are high it'll be that one.
Yeah, the problem with me is I've got these things called lab notebooks.
Oh. Yeah. You can't rip the pages out of those, can you?
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Oh, you can, but you need to annotate that you ripped the page out.
Right. Just scribble it out and initial it. It'll be fine.
Oh, I mean, that's good. Yeah, but that's still a motherfucker.
Yep. Son of a
bitch.
Hey, that's right. It's going to be 2017. You know what? We should take a few minutes and make our predictions for 2017. You want to do it now or next time? Let's do it next time.
More Methuselah celebrities are going to die.
Well, yeah, we know that's going to happen.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Wow. Yeah. 2016, don't you dare take Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Thank you, Jay.
You dare. Yeah. You don't have the stones, 2016, you pussy.
Oh, Jay, you're so funny.
Here's the big question is that Carrie Fisher outlived Liza Minnelli. But not Liza Minnelli's gay ex-husband. Did you know he died in February this year?
No.
David Bowie?
No, the other gay ex-husband. Actually, Liza Minnelli was never married to Bowie, was she?
No.
I'm sure he put it to her.
That's a good question. It's plausible.
What?
That David Bowie would have, you know, gotten it on with.
Oh, I mean, David Bowie's right up there with the whole, there's a meme out there. There's a picture of Lemmy, and it says, Lemmy Kilmister fucked your mom. It's probably true.
That's maybe not mine.
Your mom was pretty cute, Alan. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a pretty big age difference. Of course, I don't know that Lemmy cared.
I think, so to be fair, if your mom is a little on the hefty side, evidently Lemmy was a firm proponent of no fat chicks.
Oh, really?
Ah.
But so I'm sorry, Alan, that just made the odds for your mom way worse.
Yeah, I know. She wasn't fat at all.
No. I mean, there's only so much pussy in the world, Alan, and your mom had one.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What? How is that inappropriate? Alan popped out of it.
That makes it totally inappropriate.
Oh, goodness.
I don't
Yes, get we are definitely, we're not sliding down. We've strapped the rocket on and
aim for the ground.
The fuse, baby.
You're the sons of bitches who invite me every week. I'm just sitting here at my computer looking at some Danish pornography and hear the phone, the Skype rings, and it's Alan Andrews is calling me. What am I going to do? Hang up?
It would be impolite not to answer.
This is what happens when we don't have proper adult supervision. Just saying. It's all Brita's exactly. fault.
This is what happens.
And by the way, I lied. It was Czechoslovakian pornography.
Czechoslovakian.
I guess it might be Czech Republic. I don't know what year it was shot.
Can we get a timestamp? All right. We got to say goodnight.
Yep.
I got to go pee.
It's time. Bye, everyone. All
right. Night, y'all.
Good night, Internet.
Happy New Year.